queen to queen to see how... Thank you. Good morning. It's 8 minutes past eight. It's the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. On this show, we have a hotline to all the big stars, but not just the stars. We're talking about royalty. I'm sure, like you, we were all appalled by the French taking those photos, put them in their magazines of Kate Winslet's breasts. And sadly, Ireland and Italy following suit as well. So we're lucky enough now. Prince William texted me yesterday, so there's any chance he can have a couple of moments of national airtime to address the nation, yeah. Richie. He's on the line right now. There should be HRH Prince William. Good morning, is that Prince William?
Yes, it is. And can I say that I am absolutely livid? One pulls oneself a right sort, marries it, whisks it away on holiday with the sole aim of providing the nation an heir to the throne, and some garlic-eating surrender monkey gets out a long lens and grabs a shot of her throtness. Listen. First it's Harry with his pants plastered all over the sun. Now it's the wife's jubblies in some French rag. What can we expect next? The world's most famous granny in sexy over 70? Let's cut to the chase and get the Royal Mail to bring out some special souvenir range of stamps with all our bits hanging out. I keep saying to Kate, careful, because there are paps hanging out everywhere. There's even one blurred photo of me bending over in my Speedos. It's all very, very fuzzy, Christian, but who isn't from that angle? The money these pictures go for. £500,000 for topless Kate, £300,000 for nude Prince Harry, and Fergie on the beach this summer in Saint-Tropez, £4.75. I am disgusted. I can just imagine those cowardly French twiddling their greasy moustaches poring over the photos, and I bet the French blokes are doing the same as well. I call on every honourable Englishman listening to rise up, boycott the baguette, Orangina, espadrilles, Joe Le Taxi, du vin, du pain, du bloody boss. Let's see an end to any bit of French culture we've picked up. Booze cruises, the wearing of berets, the shrugging of shoulders, the putting your hands up in surrender at the first opportunity. Royal knockers are protected. Now, I tell you what, if you think I'm annoyed, I've got Kate's mum here, Sharon. Do you want to speak to her?
Well, we've never spoken to Sharon, Middleton.
Yes, I'll get Sharon, will you... All right, Christian, how's it going?
Sharon Middleton.
Hello, Sharon Middleton. Let me tell you something. My little princess, right, she's got the right thumb. Her dad, Ray, he's steaming, right? We're right behind this French campaign, you know that? Any of our posh greeting cards with, like, a Claude Monet print on the front, we rigged her up! Cut yours in a Dean Zidane, Platini, Eric Cantona. In fact, Ray says we should find that noble Crystal Palace fan what Cantona karate kicked, send him over to Paris for a bit of Mr. Miyagi action of his own. Sardines following the trawler, is it, Eric? Come here and say that, you French punks! Not only that, the Irish, and all the Irish Daily Star has printed these pictures. Let me see. I had tickets for Westlife at Wembley Arena, right? I burnt them! I saw Louis Walsh on the X Factor last night. What did I tell you? I threw my entire glass of WKD at the screen. This an Italian magazine, right, is going to print 26 pictures of my little princess. Yeah, you Italians, if you're listening, you take your time with all 26. Maybe leaf through them during one of your five-hour lunch breaks, your workshine mummy's boy. One of the Euros on his knees, eh, Christian? Hey?
That's right, Sharon Middleton, everyone, wowee.
Do you want to speak to Harry?
Is he there?
I'll see if he's just come in with a kebab. Hold on. Harry? Harry, mate, do you want to... Yeah, budge over, love. Harry, here he is.
Right, that's it. We're done. Listen, Harry, thank you very much. All right, speak to you later.
Get